The Daily Talk Show, episode 592.
Ryan John. Woo! Welcome back, baby boy.
592? Yeah. If I'd have known we were this close to another milestone, I would have pushed back till next Thursday.
Oh, yeah, you were.
You already did the counting?
That's a solid calculation.
It's not that hard.
No, but he's a smart guy. I would have to get paper out.
I've got an honours degree in finance.
I know. You are a smart man. Do you manipulate your tax return? Do you understand it?
Yep.
You do it above board?
No. Of course not. You get back what you're entitled to.
Did you learn much about auditing? Getting audited?
I did a subject in auditing. The company I worked for had an auditing department, but I did not work there and I just try and avoid the audit thing. One of the greatest things I did though was get someone a discount for used to be able to drive 5,000 kilometres for business purposes.
Yes.
5,000 or under, you didn't have to prove it. It was low enough to whatever.
Great.
Yep, you did 4,999. Guy didn't even have a licence, let alone a car.
Yeah. Really? And it was fine?
Yep. A couple of grand back. Thank you.
I mean, can it all...
They check that now, though.
What's the...
And so you're a financial advisor, I'm not a qualified...
Do you reckon that, when you go on news.com.au and they say the ATO is targeting this, this and this this year, are they actually doing anything?
My experience was... Think of it this way. If BHP Billiton does something dodgy and they skip out on $20 million worth of tax, are they going to chase you up for this other $8.50 that you didn't pay that
this
one?
This was like the Google tax thing or whatever that they were calling it, where big... companies were doing a bunch of offshore stuff. I remember they did
big
a whole,
time. Yeah. So you got to just think: is it worth the ATO's time to chase your small thing? But when they say we are targeting this, they actually are, because every year there's different things. For instance, influencers last year, like most influencers, assumed they didn't have to pay tax, and it's like, no, it's your job, it's your income.
I mean, you're giving them the benefit of the doubt that they even assumed. They just didn't think about it.
They thought they would just be able to do a brand deal with the ATO. Just a little photo with their tax return, just doing my tax return. Yeah, yeah. I wonder if I don't think influencers can do shit with the government stuff. Remember?
They have in the past.
Yeah, they can, but there's a lot of tape around it. My dad got audited twice, his company, in landscaping. They were targeting landscapers years ago.
Really?
And he got twice.
Because landscapers obviously...
I don't know. They're just choosing an industry.
Well, I think they should target this year, because I just went and had lunch before we did this episode.
Okay,
they should target
someone out.
Every business on this street, because none of them take card. They're all cash.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I hear cash only, I just go, oh, so you guys don't pay tax?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's my first thought, and I can't think of any other reason why they wouldn't.
I actually went to the hairdresser the other day. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah. 28. You're wearing a hat, mate. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah. No, it was $28, $2 cheaper than $97 what he pays.
Yeah.
It's cheap still.
And it was at Shoppo. Anyway, when it came time to pay, there was cash only, no FPOS. And I had no cash.
In a shopping center.
And so I was like, oh. So I called Bree. I'm like, hey, babe, you're going to have to come and give me cash. They only accept cash. And she's like, can't you just walk and get it? I was like, I didn't even ask. Can I just walk? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that's what I got lunch before, they made me the pork bun roll at the Vietnamese bakery, and I had to walk back down the street to get cash out and go back.
The people will find a reason to complain about the places that are only offering FPOS.
Like, what do you mean?
There are some places that
the butcher.
It's like, we won't accept any cash. Mm-hmm. It's only FPOS.
I like that.
Where did we go on the weekend? Some event. Where were we?
Some festivals like that now.
There was somewhere we went to, yeah, and there was it was
where we all went.
I can't remember if it was with you guys. Maybe it was Australian Open. There was something
Country Road stuff. Were they doing
something? No, not Country Road. Maybe Country Road.
Have you guys discussed the guy at Country Road is on air yet?
The guy at Country Road
that we were talking about earlier.
Who were we talking about earlier?
The why guys would work at Country Road.
Tommy was saying that they're a client of ours, Country Road.
Yeah.
But he was saying that if you were single, you should work at Country Road.
If you're gay, straight, the people there are beautiful and they're wearing Country Road clothes. They look amazing.
That's the part.
No, but seriously, it's one of those, there's like so many businesses that just have
hot employees.
No. You can just tell that they're all just, yeah, they're all hot, all right? I'm in a hole.
Anyway.
I'm in a hole.
How are they a client? Is this the same as when you guys were getting Rod and Gun for cheap?
No.
That was our influence. This is our video production services. Actually,
Country Road give us cash.
My mistake.
Whereas Rod and Gun gave us blazers, which are beautiful, by the way. Beautiful quality. Real, I always get compliments whenever I wear them. Mm. My blazers, though. I've got one.
Are you going to do the mail on the show? Is that what this is?
Got a bit of mail.
All right, Agro, go for it. I will.
It says the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah, it's been open though. So, Josh, act surprised.
Oh my God, what is it?
Act really surprised.
It's a letter.
We're being audited.
Oh, oh my God, it's a cash cease and desist. Money. I mean,
the tax department are going to want to know about this. Yeah. There's cash being sent through the mail.
Return sender, commercial radio. Oh no.
Please shut up about all. No, okay, what is- All right, to my favourite Gronks. My name's Isaac and I've been listening to the Daily Talk Show since the early two-digit episodes. Wow, that's an effort.
That's commitment.
And you guys never to fail to cheer me up. I live in Clifton Hill. Amazing how many people actually live in surrounding areas to us, just randomly. So it's nice to know that the Gronks are only around the corner. I look forward to club activities in the future and I hope you have a great day. Best regards, Isaac. P.S. I have to buy an envelope, printer ink and a $1.10 stamp. So I hope you enjoy the cash.
So Isaac had to do all that. So Isaac has given us some cash. What's
there in the cash?
Hang on, it says please scan a QR code.
If you
does it, what happens?
So you got the
okay. Open YouTube link.
It's a modern way of doing dick pics.
Oh my God, what's going on? What is this video?
Is it? It's a classic. It's a classic Rick Roll.
That's one of the great
Rickrolls
of our time.
I mean, that's a QR code Rickroll.
Printed on a piece of paper.
No, really, I appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
2020, Isaac, ladies and gentlemen.
You're clever, bro.
I mean, that's,
Isaac, you're a legend. Yeah.
$2 Canadian bill.
Can I have a look, please?
Yeah, I've never seen Canadian
so
money.
So it says, How do you spell in French? D-E-U-X.
Dukes.
Duh? Anyway, it's not Dukes.
Dukes. No. Put your Dukes up.
Yeah, no, but $2 Canadian, that's actually quite...
quite valuable.
Solid.
Quite solid.
But that's, I mean, if you're not going back to Canada or you have no plans of it...
Anyone else...
we could send this to Dill. But no, we're keeping the cash.
It'll cost you more
to send it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why
hang on. Isaac's bought a printer, ink. He's done the full work.
Does anyone else smell money? Anyone have
I love it.
It doesn't really have that much of a smell.
No, I mean, this would roll up. Anyway, okay.
Canadian.
You just moved house?
Yeah, I've moved out. Did you know this is the 9th house I've lived in 7 years?
Too many. Wow.
Moving sucks.
I mean, getting audited is fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, every time Ryan, you're getting audited. Oh, sorry. Do you mean Ryan who lives in Scarborough? Because I'm Ryan from North Fremantle, so it's fine. And no, we just moved to Beaufort, which is a small little town just outside Ballarat.
Cute.
Which is it is actually a really cute town. We're right on the lake. The dog loves it. And then my partner Bridget, her winery is about half an hour further out.
Yeah.
And then it's about 1:40 for me to drive into town.
Can you bring back down some wine? We can do a wine session on the show. We'll have some wine, have some of her wine.
Yeah, definitely. Because you're into the red wine. Red wine, about this. Yeah. And you're back on the wagon. Wine.
I just don't flaunt it like Josh does.
He talks a big game.
I love red wine. I drink a lot of red wine.
So Bridget's probably winery more. Makes a sparkling red.
Not into it.
And it's really
weird. Do you mean
weird.
Like a dark rosé?
No.
No, it's a red wine bubbly.
Yeah. That's real strange.
Is it any good? I mean, you got to say it's good.
Experiment. We first were like, really? Because it's this really old traditional thing. Like people really old would have had it back in the day. And it's one of these old places that makes it.
Yeah.
But then I've tasted it and I kind of didn't want to like it because I wanted it to be like the young, cool, like new one. But I actually don't mind it.
What about
I gave it to a present to a friend of mine yesterday, Tim. And he's like, oh, my family loves it. We can never find it anywhere. So, yeah. Sparkling Shiraz.
Yeah. And it's not the same as just getting red wine and putting it into the soda stream because it will blow up.
Will it?
Look at it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Oh. Kid puts red wine into soda stream. It's fucking hilarious. So good.
What's the deal with chilled red wine?
It doesn't have to be, like, depending on how cold.
So there is some red wine that you chill.
Supposedly. Wine. I only associate chilled red wine with sangria. And getting blitzed in Portugal.
Yeah, I mean, they're not even putting in, it doesn't come out of the fridge in Italy. Like it's chilled. They're OGs.
Well, no, so like red wine normally isn't.
Well, that's like why sellers, I mean, I had some rich PT clients that had cellars. And so some of them just at a certain temperature. So it's not like a fridge, but it's just at a certain temp.
Yeah,
for what's the best temperature for red wine?
Because we have heaps of wine at our house. And
how many bottles?
Oh, we've just got rid of half.
Where did you get rid of them?
Gave them away and had a big dinner party. But I reckon we were probably carrying around, because we moved, like I said, we moved so many times. I reckon we had 250 bottles of wine.
Oh, really? Jesus.
And so when you're going from across the country and you've got to move this wine and make sure it doesn't break, and then when you get to the new place, you've got to find a place to put it and store it where it's not going to, you know, go warm bad. Up and affected. Go bad. Yeah.
How many times a week are you drinking?
Not many. Like, I might have one with dinner a couple of times a week. And then
so you're already ahead of most that only have one drink a week. So you're
most people have more than one drink a week. Surely.
Well, or one session. So don't be
ashamed.
Say having
one drink with dinner a session.
I think anytime you call something a session, it's probably a problem.
Yeah, but I think what Ryan's trying to do is identify the session. So it's
back in the day,
because you said, it's with dinner, a couple of times a week. So which then is multiple days.
Now I'd say...
Which is not a bad thing. I'm not having a go at you. Stop defending. Stop getting so defensive, mate.
32-year-old Ryan, two or three times a week I would have one drink. 22-year-old Ryan, every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, write it off.
22 drinks a night.
Yeah. And so...
Did you go to the Skinny Dog in Kew? Did you used to go there?
Yeah, but that was just a warm-up to go to Cheers and the Harp.
In Hawthorne?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Like inside...
What are you laughing at?
No, Tommy pointed out the Skinny Dog Hotel the other day when we went past.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
They used to have a big Christmas Eve there.
That's when I went there.
Really?
Only time I ever went there was Christmas Eve.
There you go, folks.
Oh, was it? I think I made that up.
All right.
And so are you getting when you do have your two drinks a week, is it a beer? Is it a wine? Is it a spirit?
It's usually a spirit, a whiskey.
Really?
Yeah. Because I don't like beer that much. And with the wine, I don't often appreciate it. Because if it's in a bottle, we'll save it for a group of friends, we can open it. Because if Bridget and I just have one glass each, then we've got half a bottle open.
And what about Bridget? Because she works at a
She'll drink beer because she's been sipping wine all day. So she'll get home and have a furphy or whatever, or a couple, depending on the mood. She drinks way more than I do.
Well, easy. It's in her job description.
Yeah.
Did she get passionate about alcohol and then join a vineyard, or how does that come about?
No, because I guess she's got a degree in viticulture and oncology.
What's it called?
Viticulture and I think oncology, which is the science of
viticulture and oncology. Oncology sounds like
Can you look that up? That doesn't sound right.
An oncologist sounds like some sort of like in a hospital. Like, oh, you got to go to oncology. Yeah.
Well, there's two parts.
So the viticulture.
Yeah.
Which is the cultivation and harvesting of grapes.
Yep.
Great. And then what was the other one?
Oncology. But it just doesn't sound right.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds technical.
Yeah, no. The study and treatment of tumours.
It's viticulture and something else, but basically
they are at hospitals.
Yeah, but one of them is basically making the wine in the lab, and the other one is like the horticulture side of growing the grapes out of the ground.
Can you see degrees?
Oh, I found it.
What is it?
It's. I mean, I don't. It's spelled O-E-N-O-L-O-G-Y.
Play it through the speaker, maybe.
Just give it a crack.
Owenology.
Owenology.
It's all close.
I see where you've got.
Here we go.
Google's going to give it to us.
Give a second.
Here we go.
No, it's really not.
No, it's fine.
Oh, hang on. No, you know what? I got the tab muted. That makes sense.
Here we go. Good boy.
Enology.
Enology.
One more time.
Enology.
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 Viticulture and enology. That's what I said the first time.
Oncology. Yes.
Oncology.
Like we got a.
She makes wines and removes tumors. So.
Well, we got given a terrarium.
Yeah,
from Jake.
Yeah,
That's actually a sweet. Is it a Swedish? Who was telling us? Hygge, like we say hygge or whatever. It's actually like a different language. No,
While we're Danish? On the pronunciation,
means fun.
Fun. There you go. Did you know that, or did you Google it?
I just Googled it.
Okay, all right. That would have been impressive.
Yeah,
but I'd been calling it a pterygium.
Okay, that's
which
not
is
correct.
Not a ter- a pterygium is, I believe, a. Can you look up what a pterygium is, Sevs? I believe it's also known as surfer's eye, and it's when there's discoloration in the eye. Brie had a little bit of it.
My old man's got that.
Yeah.
Hey, is it surfer's ear?
Just while we're talking about drinking and like being younger and stuff, I want to ask both of you. I'll answer as well. And it might be tough for
on
you.
The
I'm
count
guessing
of three?
It's tough for you. No.
What was either
the first nightclub or the nightclub that you frequented most often as an 18-year-old, like as a young first sort of drinker in Melbourne.
It was Seven Nightclub on Thursday nights.
Oh, they were like dollar beers, right?
Yeah, and then went to
that's like St. Kilda
Prince
Road?
Of Wales.
Is that St. Kilda Road?
Just off St. Kilda Road. Kettle Black, right next to Kettle Black.
Yeah.
And then I went to, it was great. And then Prince of Wales what was Saturday night there? One Love.
What does that mean? They just play that CD?
No, it was One Love is Yeah, it was the venue, and they released CDs from the venue. Mm. So you got, you experienced the CDs, did you?
Yeah, I remember.
But you had no idea what it was from.
No.
Grant Smiley was at one, was at seven, and then went over to Prince with his mate John.
I'm trying to think of, there was a place on maybe Burke Street or so. It's not Commons. I can't remember.
Carlton Club?
Nah, nah. What is it called? Just name every club that you know.
Billboards.
Nah.
On Burke?
Yeah.
Retro. Metro.
No.
Metro.
It was, but I never actually went, I was filming. It was,
it was for Unitix.
Down the other end. Yeah, I know it. It was like a stone brick building.
Yes. What is that called? Sevs, can you look up?
I think that's just called the Melbourne Bar or the Melbourne Club or something.
Nah.
Colonial Hotel.
It is. Good job.
I mean,
that's Connor King's, that's not King Street.
Yeah, that's King Street.
Well,
yeah.
So when I remember.
Across the street from some TV establishments.
Interestingly.
He was also filming
there. Or not interestingly, I remember I worked with a VJ and they plugged in my camera. And so they were like doing all effects, like, you know, on the screens, like all this wacky stuff. And then they would cut to my footage that I was doing live and I would zoom in on people.
Oh, great.
And was it, did that go off?
Nah. I think I only did it once.
One of those $150 jobs.
Yeah. XGST.
Colonial Hotel also used to be the host of Next, which was on Thursday night, which is a bit of an emo night.
Yeah.
Which I got amongst when I was in year 11 and 12.
What, you were an emo?
No, not full time, but I was. But I'd say
part time.
But if I was going to, if my friends were going to like an emo club, I'm like, yeah, I'll chuck on a black t-shirt and go hard for a couple of hours.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a great song.
I'm a chameleon. I can go anywhere.
Can you, mate?
Is a chameleon? I mean,
look at your t-shirt. You're blending into
is a chameleon
our bloody
right
wall.
Word that you just blend into chameleon. Surrounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what were you? So because you played beach volleyball, or was it volleyball?
Volleyball. volleyball first.
Why
then
is that
beach
so
volleyball.
Fun? Why is that so funny?
Sounds like a leisurely game.
Yeah.
Or is he played like Olympic level, or like he played?
Played for Australia.
Played for Australia.
I played mostly indoor, but then I played a season or two of beach at the end.
And so I guess you're a chameleon in that regard. If you went from emo to volleyball, that's a pretty big jump.
Oh, no, I could be an emo on a Thursday night and then get home, have a shower and go be a beach volleyballer in the morning.
What was your music taste like growing up?
Oh, again, real wide range, because if I was going out to those places, this is like, I'm trying to think of the kind of bands that would have played at like emo night back in the day. There like My Chemical Romance.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And then I also like was a bit of a, you know how Jack Johnson and John Butler and that kind of hippie guitar music was real big?
I was into that. I love Pete Murray.
Pete Murray's a poor man's Jack Johnson.
Oh, that's very rude.
Yeah.
I'd love to get him on the show one day.
Pete?
You know what? He'd be available. You'd get him.
Do you reckon?
You'd get him before you got Jack Johnson or John Butler.
Okay.
I'd love that. He was a rugby player in his past.
Yeah. Pete Murray.
Pete Murray was. You got to know these facts about Pete before he comes in.
He performed at the zoo.
Recently?
Nah, like this was 2005.
So. He's an animal.
Yeah.
They call him the animal.
That was good. Where do you reckon the best music, like unconventional music venue is? Mm. Like place where you've listened to music where there probably isn't normally music like the zoo.
Okay. So I was playing volleyball in Serbia. And it was the week before Exit Festival.
What's Exit Festival?
Exit Festival is probably one of the biggest after Glastonbury, one of the biggest in Europe. And so it's a small town. Oh, when I say small town, Belgrade's the biggest town in Serbia. Mm-hmm. Like an hour away is this place called Novi Sad, which is awesome. That's where I played volleyball.
Mm.
And so it was like a river, a cliff, like next to the river. Mm-hmm. And on top of the cliff was a castle. And then the event was in the castle.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. And did you go in the castle?
Yep. I was in the castle and I saw, the guy passed away last year. What's the song Firestarter?
Avicii.
No. Real crazy band. Type in Firestarter 97.
The Prodigy.
Yes.
He passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, real sad last year. But the Prodigy with 100,000 people in a castle.
100,000 in the castle?
Oh, like in the grounds.
Okay, yeah.
Sure. But that was, we were probably 100 meters back from the front and we could barely stand up because of the push and shove of the crowd.
It's full on.
And I can only imagine what it would be like up the front in the crush and stuff. But that was like, life-changing.
In the crush, the section's just named what you'll be, what will happen to crush.
We were, we were playing volleyball, so we were like really fit and even 100 meters, we were struggling to like just stay standing and up. Not like.
Good core workout. It was still training. Just
yeah.
It was Bit of post.
And if anyone, if there, were, yeah, if there was anyone doing body, what's the surfing called when you jump into the
crowd surfing? Crowd surfing. There's a lot of that. And then after them,
you'd have been great, spike them.
There was this new artist up and coming. This young girl called Lily Allen came on, played on the small stage, and Chasing Status or Chasing Status.
I don't know who
that's. That's Josh.
Always.
That's his nickname.
They were a dubstep band.
Oh, yeah.
Which I liked as well.
What would you rather be, a famous musician, sports person, or actor?
Oh, that's a good question.
Which way? I mean, there's.
Wouldn't be actor. No way. Why not? Nah.
Well, it's not based on your skill level because.
No, but I don't know. I just don't like it.
But you're playing people. You don't have to. You don't have to be yourself. Like, you don't have to reveal
that's
who you
what's
are.
Wrong with him.
I struggle so hard to be myself as is. The least, like, imagine trying to be someone else.
So the other option was music performer, or what was the final one?
I think because I was
sports,
an athlete.
Sports stuff.
I'd choose athlete just because I genuinely loved playing. Didn't like training though, because you're always sore and hurt and stuff. That bit sucked. But
what do you reckon, TJ?
Yeah,
it's a hard one. I mean, musician's lifestyle.
I'd be a ripped musician, like a very fit musician.
Would you?
Yeah. I didn't know that was an option.
Well, I just don't like.
Why don't you be a ripped actor as well?
Why don't you be a ripped
actor? An actor, let's be honest. Like,
yeah, I'd be a musician as well.
Have you met an actor in person that you've liked?
Rhys Mitchell's lovely.
Julian Hague's great.
Yeah, Julian Hague's also great. All the actors.
Those guys and Paul Rudd. Are you talking about everyone else tosses?
Why? Are you talking about how big, like bigger the actor?
Celebrity.
The more they're not great.
Which actors? I'm trying to think.
Well, just most of them.
Who have you interviewed that's the biggest actor? Have you interviewed Kevin Hart?
No. Probably the only person in Australia that hasn't.
In commercial radio land. We should call you Commercial Radio's Ryan John.
Oh, that's funny. Can it be formally? Hey, I also bagged out and risked my future prospects today by bagging at Commercial Radio Australia.
Oh, formally of Commercial Radio. We should play that. We should insert that bit.
Oh, yeah, we could.
We'll probably have to pay Ticker.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And you know what? As a representative of Ticker, you can have that for free.
Oh, thank
you. And by free, I mean
just quite good to put it at the end. Can we put it at the end of this episode?
Yeah. Or how about we'll link off to your
You'll share video. My video.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Because we don't want any.
Lord knows we need it.
We don't want any call outs from Aaron.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, you got to go light on the call out.
Can I just, for context, yesterday, Josh bombed up Commercial Radio Australia and the Australian podcast ranker. Mm-hmm. And today there's comments on Radio Today. Radio Info has said that Josh would have to go into hiding, I believe.
Yeah, witness protection.
Hamish and Andy have been texting through. There's been lots of updates. I've put the smack down on Ticker.
Do you think anything will – I hope something will happen.
What's your actual view from the outside, Ryan, before you'd seen Josh and I today?
Even before
about
the article.
Ranker?
Yeah.
Oh, no, just –
about life?
No, it was about what Josh had done and seeing Or have you guys been speaking, have you?
No, not really. So when that came out and I looked at the list, I thought straight away, and I don't know if I got, you got in first, but the whole time I'm like, Commercial Radio Australia has made a list that only includes commercial radio podcasts, which is 2% of the podcast listening. Mm-hmm. So how irresponsible to say, oh, here's the definitive list of podcasts, and exclude all podcasts. I just couldn't believe it when I saw it. Because they said, who would have guessed that this Wheatley from SEN would be the third most listened podcast? And I was like, no one would guess because it's not true. it's fraudulent. Like, just go and sell as, like, the whole point is to go, look how powerful we are. We've got this many listeners. And it's not correct. So it's lying. They're lying. And as someone who's worked there and seen all the twists and stuff they do, it's remarkable. And I learned last week, here's a fun fact for you.
Oh, yes.
We love fun facts.
Newspaper circulation, when they talk to advertisers and brands and stuff, whatever amount of newspapers they sell, they multiply that number by 4 and they say that's their circulation because they assume that every newspaper gets read by 4 different people.
It's outrageous.
And I mean, they could probably say that about the Confidential in the Herald Sun.
I'd say this.
Just opening up to the picture book.
So how many newspapers are there? There's 2 big ones in Melbourne, Herald Sun and The Age.
Yes.
They both agree to do this times 4 thing. So when anyone questions it, they just go,
industry standard. Yeah.
And I want to know this about I want to know this about radio because I've never believed the numbers. I don't know anyone who listens and they come out and go, oh, 1 million people listen this month. And you go, no, they didn't. Yeah. Like, so do they exclude numbers?
But they could have. I think that's their only comeback.
What if they were walking past?
They could have.
Well, if it was played in a shop, we times that number by 1,000 because there's lots
what
of people.
What about in the if
shop.
They're all in minibuses? You know, yeah. And there's 15 people.
This is what I want to know about radio ratings. Here's my genuine question.
Yeah.
Do they exclude people from the ratings who don't listen to any radio? So if you call up and you say, Josh, I'm calling from the radio ratings, I want to ask you about your listening habits, and you say, I don't listen, do they say, okay, thank you for your time, I'll call someone else?
Mm-hmm. Because it's interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
If they exclude people that don't listen and only include the people that do listen and times that by population, you can see how problematic the numbers are, right? Mm-hmm. So 20% of people who actually listen, and then they times it by total population. You're like, no, that's lies.
This is so old. Like, the thing is,
I did a subject on research methodology at uni?
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. Well, before you write a thesis, you do a subject on how to research, essentially.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, because I think part of it is
as Josh done his research.
Yeah.
That's what.
Like part of it is the. I don't know about the radio stuff. All we can speak to is what we're experts in, and it's the podcast element of it. And yeah, I think the interesting thing is if a couple of people, any feedback that's been negative, which has been very little, the negative sort of tone is what is your solution?
Yeah.
And I think what's interesting is everyone assumes that like who is for the ranker, if you're going to come up with a solution, you need to come up with like another ranker. But I just think that the whole idea of ranking this podcast stuff is completely flawed.
Yeah. Well, imagine if like I go for Hawthorn in the football and imagine if on the ladder they just excluded the games they lost.
Yeah.
Like you can't – like if they came out and said, here's a list of the most popular radio shows and podcasts, sure. Mm. But when you – put the stake in the ground and go, we're representing audio listening in Australia, and they're not. Like it's lies.
And then the other thing too is I guess the reason, like people say, why are you doing it? And it's because
you're standing up for the little guy and sticking it to the man.
But also, and because the other thing is
like, us three unemployed people.
Hey, mate, speaking of yourself.
Yeah, what are you thinking? We've got a big media company.
Yeah, Ryan John Creative just launched on LinkedIn, follow it.
Oh, really? PTYLTD or just sort of your standard sole trader?
Sole trader.
No, there's nothing wrong with sole trader.
No, something we don't. What? Tax benefits or something. Yeah, why are you not running a company?
Yeah, do you know how much money it costs to?
Yeah, we do. Actually.
Yeah, mate, we pay the ASIC fee.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, it's going to be coming up pretty soon.
Really? You know, I just think that there's a, like in regards to, I can't remember what I was even saying.
Podcast.
Just about the solution stuff. I think, the reason why, people would say, oh, well, give your numbers, which I did. I was like, okay, we get 55,000 downloads a month, IAB 2.0 compliant data. But the point is, it's not about our numbers. This is about the whole industry. This is about like what Shameless are getting and all of that type of thing. So I think some people who are against it have missed the point around what we're saying as well.
Well, and that list also doesn't state the numbers.
No.
Because I hadn't even looked at it in ages and I'd forgotten about what was on it. And then I said to Josh, oh, are the numbers actually on there? No. So it's literally just a list.
Yeah.
Do you know what
it could
be really
in any fucking order?
Do you know what would be really interesting if Commercial Australia, Commercial Radio Australia, released the ranker, but then gave us the amount of downloads plus the amount of individual pieces of content that are associated with that feed?
So you want to get a listener per audio piece?
Well, so like I just think it would be an interesting. Thing to look at, which is, okay, say if you are the Daily Talk Show, you would say 55,000 downloads and then it would say 31 episodes based on we release one every single day.
Yep.
And so what would be really interesting is when you get to the point of people who are releasing, like then you would get to really see, oh, wow, this one show releases 120 pieces of content a day and they're only getting 100,000 downloads, then you can look at it and say, okay, well, that's not as exciting.
Can I ask an awkward question?
Yeah, sure.
Some may suggest that the Daily Talk Show producing 7 episodes of every week is on the side of we're pumping out
Exactly. And so
compared
this is
to Shameless, who's like, well, we do 4 eps a month compared to your 31.
And that's exactly the point. And so like I think we're in a great position to do
you
this.
A bitch, aren't you, Ryan?
Yeah, you fucking bitch. You come on our show and you'll be
I went
bitch.
On my show and
No, you're right. He's being a bitch. No one says bitch anymore. It's funny though.
It is great. It's good. It is great.
The point is why we stand where we do is We're doing original content
yep.
every single day, 7 days a week. And that's why even when we're looking at from a user experience point of view or a listener point of view, we want to do a best of once a week. And so we've been like going back and forth internally to work out the best way to do it because we don't want to sort of fudge these things and we want to do it right. And so the point is you can do 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. You could even do 5 episodes a day if it's original content and that's like the best case for the user.
Yep.
Our problem is that it's they're releasing full episodes and then they're doing a bunch of snippets.
Well, Kate, Tim and Marty is my favorite podcast. I mm-hmm. listen to that probably more than any other. And I'll listen to the full app mm-hmm. and then when I get to the end, it'll automatically clip to a best bit and that I just heard and I'll skip it. But they would have got 2 listens for that.
Mm. Yeah, that's very annoying.
Yeah. And like they're probably the highest listening. They do the best out of any radio podcast, I think. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tim Martin.
Do you think that how long did you work in commercial radio for?
6 and out.
That's right, 6 and out. Yeah, that's right.
I think I was more close to 7, but I like the 6 and out headline. 6 and out's great. We'll go 6.
And so what did you learn if there are people from the commercial radio industry watching? I think even specifically, I think that the people potentially who are creating these ranking systems yep. are too far gone. They're too in it.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the people who are in the sidelines or the people who are at the regional radio level
yep.
and they're getting told by their boss, nah, this is the future. This is what it's about. What has your experience told you?
Well, we got pressed really hard at my last job to do podcasts. Specials or best bits or an extended version and mm-hmm. stuff for the same reason, to get multiple versions of it out there. And I remember one time one of the producers said, oh, that thing we did last week went really well. It was like an extended interview with The Bachelor or something. And they're like, oh, it's like triple what we normally get. And we're like, oh, great. How good is this? And we're like, how much? And she says, oh, like 600 listens. Mm-hmm. And we all burst out laughing. And we're like, we do this every day and all these like, and you're getting pumped over 600 yeah. lists. Like
and
everyone
it would have been before IAB as well.
Yeah. I remember everyone just pissing themselves yeah. laughing about that. And which is awkward because like my previous shows would have done way more than that. And so they were like celebrating it. But I found that was strange. I think the weirdest thing is that Hamish Nanny worked for SCA, mm-hmm. really successful. And for years and years, Sam Kavanagh toured around and said, fans, not listeners. Fans, mm-hmm. not listeners. He said mm-hmm. it to the company. He said it to the industry. He said it to conferences. He said it all around the world. And not a single person listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because look what's happening 5 years later. We're talking about listens, but no one's talking about fans. And fans are people who are like actual fans. They're not like listening to win a prize maybe, but they actually listen to you because they want to. And the fact that no one thinks about that is wild. And I think why the podcasts are so successful, the ones that are, like you guys, like Shameless, She's on the Money, is they've built communities and they've built genuine fans
mm-hmm.
that will fight for them. They'll stick up for them. They'll turn up to live events.
Rankers are wankers.
Yeah, rankers are wankers.
I think we definitely need to actually do that.
That's you went to action that last yeah. night. But you went to bed too early.
Yeah. I went to bed at 7:50.
But that's fine. Oh, it's hard in summer.
I said 10 to 8 and Tommy said didn't have as much cut through.
750's got way much more cut through than 10 to 8.
Yeah, but do you agree that podcasting has these genuine fans and radio definitely. Doesn't have genuine fans? Yeah. They have listeners. And I'm like, the best guy worked for you. Why didn't you listen to his presentations? Well,
this is the thing. Like, we aren't even – we're using the word podcasting because it serves us right now.
Yep.
But we're not a podcast. Like, there's a reason why we're not called the Daily Podcast. We're called the Daily Talk Show. And this is the thing with radio as well. Like, they're so obsessed with whatever the format is.
Yeah.
Even if you look at any of the networks, what they're always saying is, like, we are the future of audio. And it's like...
Have you seen the ranker?
Yeah.
Of course they are. Yeah.
But why focus on that specific medium? Why not be open to...
That was my final straw when I was working there. I had this video idea and they said, we're an audio company. And I was like, show me some audio there. Yeah. I just couldn't believe it. Like every company, every industry is a video industry.
Mm.
Like every industry is a media industry because you're promoting yourself. For a media company to say, no, we're audio only is...
If
staggering.
John's Plumbing in fucking, Dandenong is in the media game.
Yeah.
And making videos, like what are the networks doing?
It's wild. So today I got into the car, drove to Ticker. It took me about 10 minutes to get to work. Stayed at a mate's place.
Where does your mate live?
Yarraville.
Okay.
Yarraville.
Yeah.
Quick drive.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty early. And it was the first time I listened to radio in ages. Mm-hmm. And I got in the car. I was halfway through a song. Song finishes and they said, yep, coming up after the news, we're going to do this thing. Mm-hmm. Then I listened to 3 minutes of ads. The news came on and then I got out of the car. And I was like, I just listened for 10 minutes and didn't actually hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of new podcasts now, news.com.au is getting into it. The ABC, there's a lot of, we're doing a 10-minute podcast at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. each day.
Oh, yeah, you can even say, the great thing about like Google Home, you can say what you say to prompt your Google. I won't say it because I don't want to annoy people.
Yep.
If you say that.
It's quite derogatory.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the way you say it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. The aggression in your voice when you speak to
Okay. Google. I wouldn't have prompted there, Google. Yeah, that's why I said it. No, you can say that and say play the news and it plays the news.
Yeah, so news.com.au is doing a 10-minute. ABC's got a 10 or 15-minute, which is great. There's the Squiz. There's the 7 a.m. podcast by Sports Media, which is around here somewhere. And I think when I got in the car this morning for 10 minutes, oh, I can just listen to a 10-minute app and get it done. Or when I listen to the radio, I listened for 10 minutes and didn't get to hear any radio.
So what do we do? Because some of our, some of the best entertainers, the people that we love the most, people like the Jason PJs of the world, what can amazing, talented people who are in radio, what do you think that they can do?
Go watch Sam Kavanagh's presentation from 5 years ago.
Hang on, do internally or externally from the business?
Yeah, no, well, I guess like you just, do you just play the radio game, serve up, like do you just?
Well, it's the one thing I said to Ryan when you're in radio, I said, you're good at playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then, I wasn't good at playing the game. And I actually got told by my bosses to play the game. And I was like,
exactly.
Nah.
What is the game? Because a few people have said that.
So the game
is
like
dealing with a co-host that is not your friend. You've been put with them. You just don't like it. They're not your person. But
it expands past that
and,
too.
Yeah, and beyond that. But I mean, that's where most people fucking stop. And then it's the doing shit that's nothing you're interested in. Talking, you know, and so it goes way beyond doing stuff for the money. Like,
just pretending you like shit that you don't like is essentially is playing the game.
Can you be a radio show and have the best podcast in Australia in 2020?
The same thing.
Yeah, like do you think that and so what does it require, do you think, for radio shows to be awesome at podcasting?
Well, it's just best content will win.
Mm.
I don't think that's for any medium. Like if you're
Does it require an extra, like you talk about the community and all that sort of thing? And the reason I bring up Jason PJ is you look at their Facebook group. They've got a huge Facebook group and they've got this community going.
Well, I think it's just like using the community. Like Hamish and Annie were obviously the best at when the community had a great story, that became their story. And you just, you know, it creates more content for itself. And I think the weirdest thing that no one ever asks is like when there's so many options, is this actually worth listening to? You know, and how many radio breaks could you have just not heard and would be fine with?
And it's also like...
And it's a lot for podcasts. A lot of episodes are sort of similar.
And I think there's probably a lot of... like you can hear the same shit happening on... Like there is a format to radio where you know that every breakfast radio show is going to be covering these four news items.
In Perth, Us, Nova and... 96 FM all played a pre-recorded interview with The Bachelor at the same time on the same day.
Was that like a planned thing or was it?
No,
it was
just
it was a Guinness World Record.
It was 8:40, like 8:40 time slot.
That's actually funny. We should call that 8:40. We should call like batch time.
Yeah,
whenever it's 8:40, it's batch time.
Yeah, but it was on. He was live on every channel at the same time, and you're like, oh, who's winning there? No one really.
Yeah, I mean, even like the obsession, I guess, of like trying to pretend like you're live. Is like a little bit painful as well.
Yeah.
Like,
I was being to that.
Why? I've just been, what do you
mean? I just make it seem, because as soon as you start explaining how it was pre-recorded.
You don't have to explain.
You just do it.
Yeah, but I think that there is, like we've had examples where it's like we had Dan Smith on the couch. He's a radio journalist.
Yeah, I know Dan. Yeah.
He's fucking great. And it was so funny. We were pre-recording this episode. And so
it's a podcast. They're all pre-recorded.
Yeah, but it was like, it was a day before or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like radio enough to be like, oh, yeah. I'm like, what'd you do for dinner tonight? Oh, last night. He's like, oh, last night being Thursday.
It was a prompter for him to even think about it in that way.
Yeah, Thursday night. What did I, what's happening since?
So Ben Vlas says, when I worked in the music retail industry, back when CDs were around, the charts weren't ranked on sales to consumers, but sales to retailers.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow. I worked at Sanity.
Did you?
The day after Guy Sebastian won Australian Idol.
Oh, that would have been huge.
And you know, Rob Shannon, no.
His single, Angels Brought Me Here, comes out, and I was literally just standing at the counter with a bag of him just going...
What, people were buying that many?
Flooding in. I thought
that was the bin.
No, we would have sold, say if we sold 500 CDs that night, 480 of them would have Guy Sebastian, the single, Angels Brought Me Here.
That's old school pull. I mean, that's what we're seeing, because all these things are connecting back to dollars. It's like the one thing about radio stations, if there's too many cooks putting their hand in about a podcast, it can just be done by two people with a microphone.
Just do it yourself. Hey, could you imagine paying $15 for a single?
I mean, I did. I remember.
Do you know my favourite?
No way.
Like, I could watch any movie ever online, or I could buy one Guy Sebastian song.
I mean, we're in the future. We just got Rickrolled by a QR code.
Thanks, Isaac. The single that I remember getting from Sanity, this would have been like 2005, I think it was, or 2006. It was whenever Princess Di passed away. Maybe it was 2007.
Oh, yeah.
Elton John.
Yeah,
awesome. The Candle, in the Wind. Candle in the Wind. That was fucking sick. That was such a good track.
Yeah.
And they released that because of
The funeral.
Yeah.
And was it the live funeral version?
No, they did a few different, because he changed the lyrics a tiny bit for the specific one. When was that? When was Candle in the Wind?
Oh, that would have been like 1998, I reckon.
And then Princess Di. Finish off. Mr. 97 had a couple of other things.
1973.
No, that was when he's actually.
That was the original.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine.
Give me a second.
73.
That's all good.
1997.
Are we still on the live stream, by the way? Or do I just press?
Hang on.
Just because old Blige is calling.
There we go. Victoria from She's on the Money said, hey, friends. Hey, Jasna says, I'm a fan.
Hey, Jasna. We're a fan of you.
See, she's not a listener. She's a fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Fan.
We want to do something once a month with you.
Yep.
And we're talking about that off air. And so when we have more information, we'll let everyone know.
Yep.
But let's just say Commercial Radio Australia, watch out. No, watch out for Ryan.
Well, I hope to one day be employed by one of their members one day. But I feel like after today, it was probably the last.
Now this is it. Maybe you should have told us that before.
A pretty good run. Yeah.
So. You can be employed with another big media
Six
company.
And permanently out. Yeah.
That's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I'm guessing we'll have a few people that don't like us that listen today. Maybe if you've heard
that's
us.
That's all good.
Yeah, because people would have seen you blowing up and they would have gone, I'll have a listen to these jerks.
Yeah.
And they would have been like, this was an absolute waste of time.
Yeah. No wonder they're not in the top 100.
Do you know what they need? A fucking content director and a big sit down.
They need some more listens, obviously.
Anyway, if you're
and
that
a secret
person.
Sound. I mean, I knew all the sounds.
Oh, should we do a secret sound? Sevs, close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to do something and you need to guess what it is, okay?
Okay.
Oh, that was so obvious.
What is it?
It's just a slurp of water.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. He got this liquid as well. Yeah, it was quite
good. And a Pataki ham. Good on you.
Yeah, it's a daily talk show. Thank you, Ryan John, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We'll probably see tomorrow, I hope.
Yeah, we definitely will. Yeah. Unless you get taken out on the way home. Yeah.
Josh will
Which, very quickly, Radio Info. The guy that writes for Radio Info, very hyperbolic.
Quite funny.
Yeah.
Is he a comedian?
He got a bit of tone about him.
I love it. Yeah, but no, I'm not actually in witness protection.
I said that yesterday.
Do you think that could be a problem?
What?
Us saying, like that whole headline, do you think CRA could say, hey, now that's an actual, like, that's a lie.
We didn't write that.
I said that on my show. I call them liars straight up.
Yeah.
Go after Ryan.
Yeah, PTY.
I'm driving back to Beaufort right now. See you guys later.
Bye, everyone.
See you guys.